Good evening. I will now call the September 9th, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Yes, sorry. Case number 12985, William McKeon. We would like that removed off the agenda tonight, Mr. Sharple.
Yeah, if I may, Board, we noticed that while it's advertised correctly, windows correctly, and it was posted correctly, that the land use application docket had a bit of a snafu on there, and it said that it was withdrawn. There was also a duplicate reference to the application under a different number. So because that some folks may have had an interest in that, may have saw it was withdrawn, we've made the decision that it would be best to re-advertise that and to have an agenda as soon as possible. I believe we're currently looking at October 11th, but anybody with an interest in that should take a look just at the board's agenda coming up.
Okay. Motion?
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I, too. A vote of 4-0, the agenda approved as amended. Approval of minutes for July 1st, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for July 1st, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too. So the vote of 4-0, the minutes for July 1st, 2024 have been approved. Findings of fact, July 1st, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve the findings of facts for July 1st, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So the 4-0, the findings of fact for July 1st, 2024 have been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion, before participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people in these classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. Is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise for your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consider future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or to remain online to view deliberations at the end of the evening, or to call the board's office in the morning for result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision, then please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn to silent service for the duration of the meeting. And I will also note that when you come up to the podium, you'll note there's a button. You need to hit that button so that it lights up green. That evidences that your microphone is on. Thank you.
First case.